I'm Donna.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are Paranormal Chicks.
Sinister Sightings 350. It's a new year. Y'all may be new to this, so we're going to tell y'all what sinister sightings are. I pointed to Donna. She just looked at me because she had no idea I was doing that. And I just pointed to her. And she just looked at me like, I hate you. Okay. But for real, if you are new to this, sinister sightings are emails that you send to us that can be anything from the spooky dookie that you encounter, such as paranormal experiences, folklore or urban legends in your area, to true crime that you've lived through or that's from your area.
Even just like if you thought something was really haunted, but it turned out to be your older brother like flicking on the lights when y'all are doing the Ouija board or yeah. You know, something like that.
And we do love some good ambience stories, so you can send those too.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just the creepy shit your kids say, because kids say some weird-ass shit. And if you want that read on an episode, send it in to us at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com. Okay, jumping right in. The first one. Hi, y'all are awesome. I love listening to you talk and laugh together. It really makes me miss my friends from Mississippi. Dick appointments actually made me roll laughing. That's such a great idea. No expectations. And listening to y'all talk about a guy serenading Donna and just like, nah, sir, this is just a dick appointment. Just sit down. Oh, God, forgot about him. Anywho, paranormal stuff. Donna, you should go look into ghost towns of Mississippi. When I lived there, I went on a tour of Russum. It was sad and not an official tour, but a guy was trying to impress me because it was close to Halloween. And I think he was trying to creep me out. I don't scare that easily, though. The cemetery was interesting, and the ruins of houses and buildings were solemn. Last time I told you about my creepy shadow person and weird older kids and my ghost in the house who liked to burn my mom's clothes. This time, how about ghost cats? We take in all the strays, and they sometimes have health issues and die. I was literally playing tag with our sweet Mary Jane, and one time she didn't come back. I found her, and I think she may have had an aneurysm mid-play. I guess at least she was having fun when it happened. Now I can feel a cat jump into my bed and run up the length of it just to make biscuits on my blanket. The living cats aren't allowed in my room, so I just assume it's her. Okay, I was listening to one of the other sinister sightings around 150. Someone was talking about their dreams and how they can physically feel them. I have the same thing on a fairly regular basis. I don't believe in demons, so I don't know about an incubus, but some of these dreams feel like there's someone there with me. When I lived in South Carolina when I was 10, my family moved because of the Sherry Smith murder. We lived less than 10 minutes from where she was taken. My dad made the decision and we moved to Washington, which I've always found ironic. They apprehended the perpetrator quickly, but we moved to the same area in Washington where the Green River Killer was active. I've always found the safe move to Washington humorous. In the Sherry Smith case, the abductor mistakenly took her instead of her sister. He had no interest in Sherry. My psychology teacher interviewed him, Susan Smith, and Ted Bundy for studies she was conducting. I assumed to write a book. If you're unfamiliar with Susan Smith, she was the woman who drowned her children in their car while blaming a black man for stealing her car. One of my own personal true crime question mark, you judge. So a group of coworkers went to a bar to have a couple of beers and play pool and darts. I got a ride from another server because I didn't have a car and he offered. We had all been working together for about 6 months, so there was a modicum of trust. I mean, to be a server, you have to have some trust in your team. Anyway, it started getting late and some people were leaving, and soon it was just me and this ass. We had a last shot and then headed for home. Well, the shots came and I was running to the toilet, and apparently he put something in it because the last thing I remember is him almost carrying me to the car. When I woke up the next morning, I was sore, like all over deep down sore, and had weird bruises. I was so anemic, so I bruised really easily. So I didn't think that much of it, and they weren't really anywhere I was going to have to explain them. I actually ended up dating that asshat for a year. Flash forward about 5 years, I start having flashback memories. Unfortunately, the sheriff in that county was corrupt as shit, so even if I had known what had happened to me that night, nothing would have happened to that dick. Anyway, after about 5 years, I remembered all of what had happened. Dude roofied me and took me to his house, made use of my body, introduced me to his sister, and took me home and walked me to my bedroom to make sure I didn't stumble. He told my mom I drank too much and he was making sure I got home safe. He could have killed me because my body doesn't react to drugs like a normal person. Like, I take melatonin or Benadryl and it has the opposite effect on me. Lidocaine, Novocaine, and other drugs like that have no effect at all. I don't take pain meds because I'm just saving my liver for no reason. Best, Stephanie. What the fuck? Wait, what? Like, I'm like, what?
There's so much to unpack in all those stories. Because now on Tinder, you can see if they like you or not. And it said him and that he liked me. I said, oh, no, we are not doing that again.
God, how awful. I have secondhand embarrassment just remembering this story.
That was so bad.
I don't remember what episode it was, y'all, but the long or the short of it is Donna had a gentleman caller come over and he tried to serenade her.
Twice.
And that was when her dad was in alive and he was in the next room.
My dad said the next day, did a guy sing to you? I was like, yeah, let's not talk about that.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah. For my dad to bring it up, you know it had to be bad. You know, he was probably laying there going, what in the fuck? Because he had, like, on YouTube where he went and, because, like, where he, you know he was singing this all the time, but he went in and was, like, Ed Sheeran without, like, instrumental or whatever. And so he had his phone up for the background music. Not like he had, like, a guitar ready to do anything. No, no. Hold on. And just that waiting till it hits. Oh, God, so awkward. Let me tell you how awkward I am. When you said it was just me and this ass in my head, I pictured a donkey sitting there just looking at you, like grinning, like, so come here often. Why does my brain work like that?
I don't know. But fuck that guy.
Oh, absolutely. And the way that he manipulated you to him being the good guy, like, oh my God, I carried you to make sure, you know, like you didn't fall again. And like, you know what I mean? For your mom to be like, oh, he was a gentleman, like helping you, you know, he didn't have to help you. I don't know. It's just like, wow.
Also, I've wondered that too about, like, do people get flashbacks and they start like putting the pieces together years later?
Yeah.
Because you do that even just drinking. Like, you'll start remembering stuff mm-hmm. later that you're like, wait, this happened. No, and this happened. And, you know.
And then you're victimized all over again.
And not only by him, but by the system, too.
Yeah. Oh, and I am dead at the move into Washington for a safe place, too. Because right when you said that, I was like, Washington? Not that it's, like, not safe, but if you're moving because of, like, crime and stuff, I feel like you would move to fucking, like, Gilmore Girls place, like, Stars Hollow, not Washington.
Not the Pacific Northwest, the literal breeding ground for all serial killers.
Okay, the next one, Shadow Man. Good afternoon, my spooky besties. It's officially spooky season, which doesn't really mean much when spooky season has been my entire life. But anywho, I'm writing in to help with the listener stories. This is about my shadow man. He's been with me since the good old days of MySpace and AOL chat rooms. Oh, the late 90s, am I right? So this one evening in the spare room where the family computer was, I was surfing the AOL chat rooms and trying to see what I could get into. I had found a chat room that was pretty full and active with the right RPGs that I was into. Yes, I was a young RPG-er before it was out in real life. It was fun to chat with like-minded people and escape my reality every weekend. So I was in the room reading people's intros and I laughed out loud, like literally. Like a loud giggle laugh at some poor dude's badly typed intro to the room. If you know, you know. All of a sudden, in my mind's eye, I saw a tall, dark man step into the doorway to my left. It was as if he was backlit. I couldn't really see his features, but knew instantly it was a man. His head just passed under the doorframe. He leaned against the frame, crossed his arms over his chest, and kicked his foot over the other, and smiled. I wasn't scared, but kind of startled. He seemed genuinely interested in what I was laughing at, so I told him. Read the guy's intro and laughed again. And the conversation began. It lasted for what seemed like 20 minutes. We talked about what the room was and how I'd become interested in the RPGs of the time and just talked like old friends. His words came in my mind, not to my ears, if that makes sense. I responded audibly, though. It wasn't weird or scary. It was just kind of normal. Well, fast forward to 2004, still living with my parents. I'm with my then boyfriend, now husband, and he's staying the night at my house. Mind you, this is a very actively haunted house. Most spirits and ghosts were people we all knew, but maybe two. There was a total of 7 in the home. I usually slept just fine. Boyfriend did not. Days go by of him staying the night and nothing unusual, at least I thought. One evening, we're in the car in my driveway, and I ask him to run back in and grab something I forgot. He looks at me and sighs, "Sure." He knows my house is haunted, but he acts brave. Next thing I know, he is running back to my car and says, "I am never going back in there alone, ever." I smiled and asked what happened. He tells me that he was walking out. He forgot to lock the door back, so he reaches around inside to lock the knob, and something brushed the back of his hand. I chuckle and ask if he thought maybe it was the curtain on the door, and he said no, there wasn't a curtain on that door. Then he said, "Oh, and another thing, tell whatever tall shadow dude that's in your room to leave me alone." I'm sorry, what? Did he just say he sees my shadow man? So I ask, "What do you mean?" He answered, "He woke me up the other night by kicking the bed. I looked at the foot of the bed, and there he was, standing there, glaring at me. I couldn't see his face, but I know he was pissed I was there." I didn't know what to say. Anything I could have said in that moment would have been something that would have gotten me committed to an insane asylum in the early 1900s. After that night, boyfriend didn't stay over much, and if he did, he would just ignore anything that wasn't a living person. Fast forward again to 2018. My husband and I are going through a rough patch in our marriage. Every summer, our girls would spend 2 months with my mother-in-law. That year, we flew them to see her. They were old enough to be unaccompanied minor passengers on the plane. We did this from the ages of 13 through 17. After I had put them on the plane, I drove home to the East Coast. This was the break I needed to clear my head and reset who I was and everything else. I noticed him sitting in the back passenger seat, again in my mind's eye. I wasn't scared, kind of comforted to know that he was with me. I talked aloud to clear my head, and it seemed like he listened. I felt lighter, I felt clearer after my visit home, even started back on my spiritual path. Ever since that event in 2018, my shadow man has been with me, active and making himself very known at times. The following descriptions of events my shadow man have made himself known. One evening, my husband and I were standing at the sink doing dishes, talking, and my hubby looks over his left shoulder and shivers and shakes his head. I notice. "What's wrong?" I ask. "Nope, nothing," he replies. "No, you saw something. What?" I kind of push him. "It was a tall, dark shadow that just walked up on me and stood beside me. You know I don't like that. That's not cool. Tell your people to leave me alone." I leaned over to look past him, and of course, I didn't see anything. I just smiled and told him that I'd tell them to leave him alone. The next time was when my dad was over for dinner. My dad works out of town and usually swings through to say hi and stay the night and then gets back on the road again. This night, I was sitting with my back to our sliding back door, curtains closed. My dad was across from me and my husband to my left, sitting there talking, and I noticed my dad's eyes shift from me to something to my right, then back to me. A minute later, he does this again and shakes his head. I smile and ask what. "Did you not see that beside you?" "What did you see?" I ask. "A very tall, dark shadow walked up and stood beside you. I couldn't see a face or anything, but it was tall." The next time was when myself and my husband and the girls were out of town. My dad swung by again to stay the weekend and house and dog sit for us. He was the only person in the house. My dad slept downstairs, and one night he said he heard what sounded like a person walking around in the kitchen. He said it sounded upset because he heard it huff twice and breathe deeply, then walked up to the doorway and stood there blocking out the light. He said he told whatever it was that it was just him visiting and he'd be gone Sunday. Next thing he knows, it walked away and my dad went to sleep. There have been many more instances that I have seen him in my peripheral and feel comforted that he's there. Mostly when I'm by myself walking somewhere that could be sketchy or if there's someone around that's not cool. Most recently, I have heard him audibly. It's been twice now, and it's like a man leaning down and talking softly to me when I'm in between wake and sleep. His voice is deep and soothing. This morning, he told me I needed to get up and let my dog out. She's 13 and has bladder control problems, or else she would have had an accident. He's like a guide and protector of sorts. My girls have seen him a few times. I know when I'm no longer here, he'll watch over them. My youngest is most like me and has the gift of sight and hearing, so I know she'll pick up on him around her. I know this all sounds crazy, but those that understand this gift will understand my experiences. I'm a medium and have clairsentient and clairaudient abilities. I'll share more stories about that another time. Until then, be amazing and keep doing what y'all do best. Candace C. from Middle Tennessee.
Well, first, you know we love a name that does like a little rhyme like that. Candace C. from Middle Tennessee. And as long as you're happy, I'm happy. And as long as you're safe and it's not something that's pretending to be something that it's not.
So, yeah, I was like, damn, you got a hubby and a man who will listen to you and be there for your problems and all. But then when you said you heard him audibly, I'm like, wait, he's getting stronger. What does that mean? What, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, but if you don't feel threatened and stuff, like, you know more than I do.
Yeah, I don't know shit about shit, but I do know that my husband's all those things too, Donna.
No,
I'm just saying, because you're like, you have a husband and somebody that'll blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, a husband can be all those things.
Yeah, I know. Like, great that you have like two people. That's what I mean. Mm. Yeah, I can't get one. And you got two. Like, what the fuck? But also, I'm just like, he is protective over you, but like,
for real.
Maybe not in the best way. Like, I don't know. So proceed with caution.
Yes.
Unless you're like, y'all are
dumbasses. I know what I'm doing. Then
yeah,
you're probably right because we don't know what we're talking about.
No.
But yeah, he gets pissed when people are there that like aren't supposed to be there. Like your dad, your husband, your whatever he's
and
like.
It just seems like it's more about men in your life. And like it wants to be the man in your life. And you know what? I'm sorry, but ghosting is not the same. I don't know that for sure. And so maybe you can also tell me I'm a dumbass about that too. Maybe you're going to be like, girl.
I don't feel like they've gone there yet.
I'm just saying.
Yes, proceed with caution. But you remember when we had that listener that time?
Yes.
I wonder if they still listen. This was when we very, very first started. I think we've talked about it before. But they had a shadow figure that was like this for them. And the shadow figure like listened to the episodes with them and liked us. And she said that the shadow figure was coming to visit us. And I was like, that scares me. Like, please keep your shadow figures to yourself.
Yes, please.
Sentences I never thought I'd say for 1,000, Alex, but I don't want your shadow figures.
Yeah. Love shadow puppets, not the shadow figures.
No. And I want to watch those on TikTok so I can fast forward them. I want to watch them on 2.0.
Yeah.
So please, please keep your shadow figures to yourself.
I mean, I need a man, but not there yet, okay?
Okay, the next one. Hey, y'all. I've been listening for a long time, and I'm active in the group, but this is the first time I've submitted a story. So this story is actually my sister's experience, but it's so good I had to share with y'all. It's in the early 2000s. My sister was raising her family of four in a 3-bedroom modular home. In case anyone isn't familiar with this type of home, this particular house had the characteristics of a mobile home, i.e. AC vents on the floor, I guess what you would call a crawl space under the house, like a mobile home, but the outside was wood siding and brick. The reason I mention this is important later in the story. So one night when everyone had gone to sleep, my oldest niece woke my sister up, telling her that Brian, her cousin, was in the living room being loud, jumping from couch to couch and jumping onto the floor from the couch. He was making so much noise it had woke my niece up. This immediately startled my sister because the cousin had not been at their house and lived almost 100 miles away, so this was impossible that she saw him at their house. The scary part is, my sister heard the noise from the jumping on that hollow-sounding floor, too. As y'all may know, when you jump on that type of floor, it can shake the whole house, which it did. My sister got up and looked around, but he wasn't there anywhere. My niece described what she saw and what he had been wearing. She was certain that she saw him. The next morning, my sister called Brian's mom and told her what happened and asked what he had worn to bed that night. And sure enough, the clothes matched what my niece had seen him in. My sister had been made aware that this cousin would astral project in his sleep, but didn't believe it until this experience. Not until it happened in her very own living room. I'm picturing like an 8-year-old. Can 8-year-olds astral project? Is that a thing? We also don't know how old the kid is, but I'm just assuming.
Yeah, but also, they might not know they're doing it like that. You know what I mean? It's something true. Like if they have that power. Look, again, I don't know anything about anything, but I do know one thing. A green grasshopper
has a red booty hole?
Yeah. Okay. Woo. All right. But like, you know, it might just be like in the movies, you know, like when the people have abilities, but they don't know that they have abilities. And like when they're asleep, they're like levitating and stuff like that. Don't know. My parents lived in a manufactured home like that, where it was like built off site. And
which house?
In Mobile.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't.
Well, that's why I said my parents.
Well, okay.
Not me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue. You may continue your story about your parents.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You remember when you said you need to not read questions so quickly because you miss out on things? You need to put your listening ears on, too.
Here's the thing. My instinct is always no.
Oh, I know that. You're not telling me shit I don't know. Pretty sure I told you that.
I know. I'm just telling you that I'm working on that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not doing a great job, but I am working on that.
No, you've just now been identified as what you do, and you're like, no, yes, shit, fuck, yes, no, yes, yes, no.
But I said I'm working on it.
But anyway, they had one, and it was like built off site, but then like put on a slab, but it wasn't actually a slab. You know, like they're like, it's a slab. No, it was a crawl space too underneath it. But I would totally live in one too, because I love those like tiny homes that they manufacture, and then they put somewhere else. I don't know why this turned into House Hunters, but
you mean you don't know why this sinister sighting story from someone else turned into something about you?
You know what? Get off my back.
Is this your first day?
I don't even go here. Okay, the next one. Haunted grocery store. Now this would be me as a ghost. Just kidding, because I do a Walmart pickup. I don't even want to go peruse the aisle.
She hasn't even read this story.
You know what?
She already made it about her.
I'm working on it, okay? God bless. Hi, spooky ladies. It's AJ from Kentucky, and I work in the produce department at one of the stores in a large grocery chain. When I wrote last time, my story was lighter, but this is much more scary to me and has me double-checking dark corners when I'm alone in the back room. Our truck guy who works overnight has seen some shit. I haven't personally seen it, but it's hard to debunk. I told all my friends, and they keep asking if my coworker does drugs or tells me that he's trying to scare me, but I don't believe that's the case. So let's call this coworker Greg. Greg is in his mid-30s, and this is his second job. He works at another place during the day. Very responsible on all accounts, but before telling me our back room is haunted, he had already described some paranormal experiences to me, like a sleep paralysis demon he could feel breathing on the back of his neck. I didn't know sleep paralysis could happen if you were laying on your side. Greg is a serious coworker and by far our best truck driver. The guy before him always came in high out of his gourd on mushrooms and tried to fight the auto scrubber before getting fired for threatening to light someone on fire. The guy before him arrested for trafficking drugs. So yeah, finally, Greg is here to be reliable and sensible. On to the story. I can't verify everything, but two co-workers, we'll call Dumb and Dumber, may have messed around and opened a portal in the back room. I don't know what they did, but supposedly some entity has followed Dumber home and bothered him there, which is good. He needs to learn his lesson somehow. Dumb is already haunted. Something keeps turning his stove on and trying to burn the house down, flickering the lights, all the things. I really don't think his pets could figure out how to turn on his stove. Anyhow, the door between the sections of the back room are thick, flexible plastic with two cutouts for a clear plastic. It doesn't work, though. It's constantly fogged up due to the temperature difference between the sections of the room. No one can see through it. The first sighting Greg experienced was while he was in the cooler. When he happened to glance at the doors, he saw a shorter figure, possibly a child, staring back at him. Just the shadow of it against the foggy, clear plastic window. He could make out that they had their hand above their brow, trying to shield their eyes from the light and peek at him through the door. He didn't register it at first, and when he turned back to confirm what he saw, the short figure was already running to the left. To the left of the doors? A huge compost bin in front of the wall. There's nowhere for a human to go. How the hell did this thing cast a solid shadow against the window and then disappear into thin air? While that shadow figure feels playful, the other shadow figure is very tall and feels scared and curious. It appears behind things to shield itself and peers cautiously at you, but if you make eye contact, it dematerializes. Now, the scariest for last. All of this activity happens around 3 a.m., and I believe one of those entities to be demonic. Many people report feeling watched, and one has even refused to be scheduled for 3 a.m. While all of the entities are watchful, I have dubbed this one the Peeker. The Peeker is demonic and tries to deceive by trying to appear human-like and small. It bends down to short height so it can peer upwards at you, pushing just its face between the flaps of the doors, concealing its large body behind the other one. Greg says that this is powerful enough to hold eye contact, but it is frightening to look at. Again, it tries to appear human, but it can't get the details right. Its face is wide and wrinkled, and the eyes are too big to be human. According to Greg, the only other time he has felt the feeling it gives him was when he was being stalked by a coy wolf, which is a half coyote, half wolf. Maybe it's a coyote wolf. I don't know. The Peeker smiles at you, but you feel as though you are prey. It gives you a gut feeling of imminent danger. Now, Greg doesn't even do so much as nicotine, and the most mind-altering substance that I've seen him take was Dayquil. He's a no-nonsense guy, and the feeling I get when he tells me this stuff is a sense of fear, but also relief that I believe him. If he was trying to scare me, why would he also tell me that the activity has all died down by the time I get in at 4 a.m.? He also advises me on what to do if I encounter anything, like don't show fear and weakness, call the child shadow's bluff, and don't let it get to you. Don't make eye contact with the Peeker. Sorry for ranting, there's probably more details I'm missing, but these stories shook me, especially since Dumber corroborates. Dumber is harder to believe because he's full of shit and likes to pull people's legs, but I've never seen him sober up so fast as when I ask about anything weird on his overnight shifts. Thank you, ladies, for all that you do, and here's to hoping you have or had fun on your cruise, AJ. Well, I don't like the sound of the Peeker.
No, that sounds scary as shit.
Yes.
Also, the Dumb and Dumber did make me giggle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like, why he would be trying to lie to you. Some people just lie. But, yeah. I mean, I think his experiences could be valid if somebody else is backing him up. I mean, I don't want to work the shift and find out.
Me either.
First of all, because I don't want to know. But second of all, I am not trying to be awake at that time.
Oh, my God, no. Y'all with the night shifts, y'all are the real MVPs. Also, I feel like if he was trying to freak you out, he would have done something by now to, like, scare you.
Like a jump scare. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that he's probably telling you what he thinks is his actual experience.
Mm-hmm. Or he's playing a long con and he's, right? Like, saving up for something.
I mean, is he into you? Is he trying to scare you?
Yeah.
To be like, can hide on my shoulder.
Can you drive a forklift?
Colby can.
Oh, Lord. I know Colby can.
Look, you got to get you a guy that's really good with nuts and bolts. That's fine. Okay, we're moving on. Okay, the next one. Tales from the Strip. Hi, ladies. I can't believe I'm finally writing in. I've been meaning to write in, but you know, life. I'm a big fan, and I'm super excited to finally share my story with you. I grew up in a Catholic household where sharing my paranormal experiences with my parents usually resulted in them telling me that it's just my imagination. The home we lived in was very active, but never dangerous, thank goodness. I struggled internally with my experiences because as humans, we naturally try to make logical excuses for the unexplained. In my 20s, I developed insomnia and woke up every morning at 3 a.m. I've woken up to a shadow of a man standing at the foot of my bed, a woman crying, a dog pacing outside my window before, so let's just say nothing surprises me anymore. The story of the dog is the one I'm going to share with you today and save the rest for another Sinister Sightings episode. I had a Rottweiler at the time of this particular wake-up call, so I automatically assumed it was him pacing on the other side of the house. I found the dog sleeping comfortably on our couch, so there was no way he was the one pacing outside my window. I told my mom about the incident the next morning, but she naturally told me I needed to start going to church more. A few months later, I woke up to someone crying, which I assumed was my mom since my parents had recently separated. With one eye open, I opened my door to what I can only explain was a gargoyle sitting in my kitchen. I was so startled, I jumped back and rubbed my eyes, but when I looked again, the creature was gone. I checked on my mom and she was sound asleep. I told my mom the next day that we needed to bless this house because whatever was outside my window that one night had made its way inside. Blessing our house every 3 months sort of became the new norm. A few weeks later, my cousin came to visit from out of town and I asked her if she could come with me to my room because I had a surprise for her. This 4-year-old oddly hesitated and said, "No, it's scary over there." I immediately looked at my mom, who was also in shock by what this kid had just said. I asked my cousin what she saw that would make her say that. She said, "There's a dog monster." I honestly was so excited in that moment because I finally didn't feel crazy. My mom could no longer make excuses or make me feel like I was delusional. We have since sold the house in California and I never saw the gargoyle again. We had a medium come out at some point who told us that it was never the house, but more so the land it sits on. Now at 42, I honestly believe that we live amongst a world that we are not supposed to see or understand until our time comes. My mom and I have come a long way in our relationship, and now she doesn't question me when I tell her something. I wouldn't change my experiences for anything. I respect that sometimes people need to experience things on their own in order to believe. Thank you so much for reading my story and sharing a safe space for us spooky folk. Creep it real, always, Cynthia from Las Vegas. Lord, your mom sounds just like my mom.
And I'm like, oh, the Strip, Las Vegas. Okay. I thought it's going to be at the club. And you know, in the club, we all fam. I'm just glad that someone backed you up. And it's a kid, and you know they see some freaky shit.
For real, you know. The shit-eating grin that I would have given my mom if that kid would have said that shit in front of me and in front of my mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, it's not like it was just like, oh, it's haunted or whatever. No, it was a dog monster, which would be a gargoyle. You know, like, I could see where they would get that. Like, way more believable that they said that than, no, there's a gargoyle back there. Like,
right.
You know? But also, we do say that Maisie looks like a gargoyle, so maybe it was a bulldog. Who knows?
She does sometimes how she sits.
Okay, the last one. Hello, my name is Cassie, and I have a legend that I would love for you to look into. So a few miles from me, we have a bridge called Green Eyes Bridge. I live in a small town of Wisconsin, called Augusta. So legend has it that a man killed his wife and kids and then hanged himself on this bridge, in the which is located in a pretty secluded part of the woods off of a small county road. That's at least the story I've grown up hearing. Anyways, at night you can supposedly see two green eyes shining from the bridge along with other things. Now, I've never seen it, mostly because I've been too scared to ever go out there at night and check it out, but I've heard from other people that they have seen the shadow on the bridge of someone hanging there and also green eyes glaring at them from the bridge or the water below it. If you look up Green Eyes Bridge, Augusta, Wisconsin, you should be able to find more on this story. I believe a paranormal team has been there and they didn't see anything, but I know a few locals who have. The green eyes have also been looked into just being firefly larvae, but from all accounts, I'm not so sure it's just that, especially for the fact that a shadow of a body hanging has been seen by quite a lot of people. Anyway, I just wanted to share my little town's legend. Not super interesting, but kind of creepy. Now, I do love green eyes and blue eyes, but those green eyes, I do not want to see at night.
When you said that, I immediately went to the Grinch's eyes.
Oh, gosh. You know, I do love a bridge story, though.
I was just about to say, but you do love a bridge. And fireflies.
Oh, I do. I think they're so magical.
She just went so heartfelt. Like, if y'all could have seen how, like, earnest her eyebrows were. Like, they're so magical.
They are, though.
Like, all the caring in her eyebrows.
They are. Like, they make me so happy. Even, like... looking up at the stars, I'm like, oh my God. Like, the only one I know is Orion's Belt.
You know the Big and the Little Dipper.
Yeah, but like, I can't just be like, oh, there. I know one of them is part of, or Orion's Belt is part of that too at some point.
No.
I mean, I know that's the Archer. The belt is of the Archer Orion, correct?
Don't know, but I know that it's not part of the Big or the Little Dipper.
I thought it was close to it.
It might be close, but it's not.
But I think it's close because it's like, if you see that and you look over here, but I'm like.
Yeah, I think they're close, but they're not the same.
But I couldn't tell you. All I know is if you said, give me 5 seconds and find one constellation, I'd be like, Orion's Belt. Like, that's the one I know. But they're just so magical. Like, when you just look up and it's like.
How did you get from stars or fireflies to stars?
Because they're also magical.
Okay.
And they're just like little blips and you're like. Did I see a firefly? And just like, I always want to see a shooting star, but no, not me with my eyes that close when I smile, because I'll be laughing at something Carrie said, and she's like, oh, I just saw 5 shooting stars. Oh, that's cool.
She's driving too. I'm just kidding.
Like, it's always, I'll be doing something. I'll be sitting there being like, okay, I'm going to look out. So I'm going to find this. And then, oh, there's a scratch. Like, there's an itch on my leg. Let me scratch it real quick. Bend down and Carrie's like, oh, did you see it? No, motherfucker, I didn't. I did not see it.
I probably have seen a handful of shooting stars in my life.
You and Tiffany both have. Like, oh, did you see it? Oh, yeah, I didn't. No, I didn't. Me pressed up against a glass trying to see one.
So we read 6 stories.
Hey, and you know made.
So 50% have been about you.
I didn't start it. This one about me. You're the one who said about fireflies. What did I say about them?
You started with the bridge.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you went on this whole thing about.
Well, you gave me an inch and I took a mile.
Oh, Lord. Are you going to go see this bridge?
Not in Wisconsin, not in the winter.
I know, I was thinking Augusta. I was like, ooh, fly. I was like, oh, wait, never mind. Wisconsin. Yeah, I'd go to that.
Not in the winter. Because all I can think about is, I mean, it's not only Wisconsin, but those people who will sit out in the snow, like they like get the snow off of the bleachers so they can like sit in it a little bit. There ain't nothing that makes me want to do that. Ice cold. And yeah, I brought it back to that, but that's all I can think about is Wisconsin. Cheese, yum. Cold. Don't want.
So we know she's not going to a Packers game anytime soon.
Mm-mm.
Well, thank y'all so much for sending in these stories. If you want your story read on an episode, send it in to us at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com. And remember,
creep it real
and don't get scared.